Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters. And the first movie is a DVD. It's 3 Days to Kill. Well, Kevin Costner, he's a secret agent with some serious killing skills. And just when he's about to retire and get his family back, he finds out he's dying. Then he's offered up just one more job that may end up saving his life.
I don't want to spend the rest of my life killing for you.
You're the best agent for this job, Ethan. We need you.
I just want to spend a little more time with my daughter and my wife.
What's happening to me?
You're sick, Ethan.
So I buy back my life by killing for you.
So, believing the government has super secret agents that go around killing whoever for whatever? Sure, no problem. So how about buying into the whole idea that the guy next door being that super secret agent killing machine? You bet. Seriously, I would guess 2 out of 3 people I meet every day are undercover agents on covert missions who lead far more interesting lives than I do. Well, for sure the more exciting lives part. Then, what about the daughter not catching on to her dad spending time with her and all the while killing people off? Sure, it happens. I'm a blonde and totally get missing a few details here and there. So what about an antidote that can cure just about anything? Sure, why not? Ever hear of penicillin? And of course, Kevin Costner, he makes a great, unassuming, soon-to-be super dad and ex-spy guy. Throw in a few twists and turns and stuff you didn't see coming along the way, and you have a pretty decent secret mission. So to Movie Night Traffic Light, 3 Days to Kill on DVD is a green light. Now into a movie based on a true story, it's Million Dollar Arm. A sports agent is nearly washed up until he comes up with what he thinks will be a brilliant plan. Just head over to India, find some extraordinary undiscovered pitching talent, and change baseball forever.
And guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, JB.
Hey, how fast are they pitching cricket?
It's called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Welcome to America, boys.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. That's insane.
We've got a Major League tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout.
Now, there are times when I astound myself about how completely clueless I am about certain stuff. For example, who knew this Million Dollar Arm thing really happened and that two guys who had never thrown a baseball before were discovered to have an incredible talent and 10 months later were given the opportunity of a lifetime to play Major League Baseball? Now that I know, I want that. I want to be discovered and given the opportunity of a lifetime. Of course, I would need to be incredible at something first. Oh well. But without that, I can still live vicariously through this movie and watching impossible happen. John Hamm is great at being a kind of flawed guy that finds his way to being a good guy, and watching the journey of the two boys is amazing and inspiring. And from now on, I plan to pay more attention to stuff so I don't miss the good stuff. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Million Dollar Arm is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.